praise the Lord.
Brother Darrell, how you doing? Just over there, great.
I want to talk to us this morning for a few minutes. I had some sermons on my mind. I thought about just preaching this morning, and I don't know what you call this, so I'm getting ready to do, but I went back to my lesson because what I want to talk about this morning, we're going to talk about compassion. We're going to talk about Jesus Christ and his compassion for us, for the world. Do you think God loves this world? What did John 3:16 say? He so loved. Now, I don't even know the definition of that, do you? When someone says he so loved the world. That don't mean he just loved the world. He loved the world in such a way that the scripture says he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Now, that is loving the world. Amen. And so, today's lesson, I just decided to stay with this because it really said what I felt like saying anyway. I want to begin reading verse 13. Now, the setup here, we're glad to have all the visitors here today. If I missed you, I want you to know I'm glad you're here. But when Jesus heard of it, talking about the death of John the Baptist, he departed by ship into a desert place. Now, he got on board. He had him a spot picked out. I've done it before. Have y'all ever done it? You ever think of a place you could get by yourself and kind of get things off your mind and seek the Lord? That's what he did. And so he got in that little ship, and he took his disciples, whom he loved, who were war-weary from the facts of life, weary with the news that their mentor had died, brutal death. And, you know, this week, it was a very, you know, and it's pitiful what they've been through. But I could feel the weight in the whole county. It's almost like the people in the county felt violated and infringed upon. Some of those that were protecting them had been cruelly taken away. That's the way these disciples, they wondered. I'm going to ask you, where do you turn in a time like this? Where did they turn? They came to Jesus Christ. Now, why did they? Just like Eric told me, I saw him whatever day it was, Friday or whatever. And he said, preacher said, you know, me and Shane were doing some big time praying, he said. He said, we were serious. And he said, I was praying for him, and he was praying for me, and we were praying for ourselves. And said, we weren't just fooling around. He said, we were doing some praying. Where do you go in a time like that? You go to Christ. Huh? They got on board this little ship, put the sail up, and headed for a desert place. Well, the crowd, the multitude, saw him and probably thought, you know, they could tell by the sail and the way the bow of the ship, they could estimate where he was going to be. So they began to walk around the lake or the sea. And I don't know how big, maybe you've studied this. I haven't took time to study the size, but it was miles of walking. And when they saw the Lord, he already had a reputation of being merciful and kind and powerful. And so they left their places of abode and their homes and their kitchens and their beds and their leisure. And they began to trek around that sea, hoping to meet up with Jesus somewhere. Oh, whoo, that's what I'd like to do this morning. I don't know who you are, what you're feeling this morning. But, brother, in the trials of life, If I can get a bearing on where I can find Jesus, brother, that's going to keep me alive. That's the only thing that will keep me alive. I been up on the old home place there, Isaac. Have y'all heard he's getting married? Him, Lindsay's getting married. Y'all heard that? April the 9th. What time? 2 o'clock. Is it 2? 2 o'clock. Well, they're working on that old house. Brother Kenny trying to, and has a job. But Lindsay was up there the other day. It's Sister Donna and I said, Lindsay, have I showed you where I got saved? You know, she said, no. And I said, come here. Took her back in that old back bedroom, and I said, this was my room, a little 10 by 12 or less. And I said, we had a bed. Me and my brother shared this room, and he'd flew the coop. So I had it by myself. Had the bed. I said, the bed sat right here in this corner. And I said, I knelt right at the foot of this bed. And when I was 19 years old and asked the Lord to save my soul, I said, right there's where it's at. I know it ain't famous. I know, you know, it ain't going to be in no encyclopedias. But it's written down in here. Woo. Praise the Lord. That makes me shout more than Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now you say what? I'll tell you what it was with me. All right, Brother Bob, I needed God. Now, Mom had talked to me all my life about seeking God and living for God. And don't forget God. And you need to get a hold of God. And you need to be a Christian. But I needed God. And I hear, and I kind of set my compass on him. And it looks like he's going to land. And that's what they were doing. He was coming around that sea. And they kind of, Brother Mike, they kind of judged it like you did that night at Garden Creek. I need him bad. And he's over here and I'm over here. I'm going to move out, praise God. And I'm going to see if I can't, amen, make a rendezvous with him on the other side. Even though it was a desert place, he said, I'm going to rendezvous with the master because if I can get an audience with him, he might heal my sick. Amen. Hey, they didn't know what he was getting ready to do. Amen. Do you know how many people ended up trekking around that little lake? How many knows? Thousands of people. Now you talk about, you know, crowds gathering together. And, you know, Eric came home and some of the folks gathered up on Claypool Hill to welcome him in, had little signs and turned the sirens on and waved at him as he came in. Probably a few hundred people there. Amen. But can you imagine the Son of God coming over on the shore? And here came a host of people walking up. The Bible said they were 5,000 men besides women and children. And so you take those 5,000 and if 3,000 of them were married, they probably had their wives along maybe. Who knows? And that would have been 8,000. And if they had any children, you say, well, the children were in children's church. No, they weren't. There was a little boy there, I know, because he had five loaves and two fishes. Amen. So here was probably 10,000 people trekking on their feet. You ain't getting this, are you? Amen. 10,000 people walking away from their home, away from their security. How much farther are we going to have to walk? We can't get back home before supper. We're going to be out here. It don't matter. It'll be worth it. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, if you can hook up with Jesus Christ, it'll be worth whatever you have to do. Oh, somebody say amen. Now look what the Bible said. Listen. Bible said, when the people heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth, and he saw a great multitude. He was on this ship over that desert place, and he looked around, and there were thousands of people easing up the shore, up into where he was at. Now look, listen to this. The Bible said, he saw a great multitude. Now listen, here's the message. And was moved with compassion toward them. Now, brother, that's the Jesus that I know. Do you know? Now, let me say this to where you won't get mad at. Do you know why when people are harsh, even in the pulpit, if a preacher, and you got to preach holiness. I mean, you know, Christ did. He was the holiest man ever lived. Never told nothing but the truth. Never politicked. Huh? Never sugarcoated it. But brother, he had a compassion about him for sinners, didn't he? For people in need, for those that were look what he did. Now here's what I want you to get. Now I'm going to turn this on you here in just a minute. But notice what he said. The Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion. Now that word, like that there, compassion, is not like sympathy. You know, just, it's not the same word. It's kin, but they're not the same word. Sympathy, just like you read in the paper and had sympathy. But being moved with compassion is different. How many knows how it's different? You know what? The Son of God, he was moved. Now, brother, listen. That is what we have got to experience if we do anything for God. We're not going to save this world through the gospel until we first have compassion on them. Woo! Somebody say amen. That's right. We can get up here, and I believe in hellfire and brimstone preaching. But, you know, you're not going to go on the job with sinner folks and just say, you're going to burn. You hear me now? You're going to burn. Hey, that don't seem to have any compassion in it right there. That ought to break your heart that somebody's lost. Come on now. You ever hear the old preacher? I can't remember his name right now. I've got read his book and about him. He was a praying man, and they couldn't get nobody saved. And they went to this old preacher who had been such a soul winner all of his life. And so they said, what's the secret to soul winning? We've tried everything. He said, have you tried tears? You know, I love Oakwood. I appreciate y'all permitting me to, you know, to have say in it. Get this. I like that oak right there. But that oak pew ain't going to save nobody. Huh? We can put it in the newspaper. And we can say, new pews, King Mountain. Soft, comfy. Preacher's voice sounds like rain. Nice place to sleep. We might fill this place up. It ain't going to save them. You know what we're going to have to try? You know what rescued? Are y'all helping me preach this morning? Do you know what rescued these people, this 10,000 people that was coming around? Do you know what, you know, they had sick people with them. Can you imagine people taking people? Hey, have you ever tried to go anywhere when this goofy gallbladder went out on me? It was a good one while it lasted, but it left me. And I'm telling you, I'd get so sick, and you didn't feel like going nowhere. You know, you're sick. But here's people saying, hey, you got to get up. How? Get up? I ain't been up for 2 days. But you don't understand. There's a man on that boat. He's going over that wilderness over there. And if we can get you over there, it may be, I've seen him do it before, he might touch you and you might get healed. Somebody say amen. So they loaded up. I don't know if they pulled them on a cart or carried them on their back or just gave them a crutch or what they did. But you know what the Bible said right here? It said that he was moved with compassion. In other words, brother, here's what our church, here's what I'm praying for, Brother Zane, now. Amen. I'm praying that our church, amen, will get the spirit of Christ in them. Amen. To when they look out, you know what Jesus did? Amen. When he looked out over Jerusalem and he saw how they had rejected him and how lost they were, you know what he did? Amen. He didn't shake the dust off his feet and say, they're good enough for you. But he cried. The Bible said, he looked over Jerusalem and he wept and he said, how often would I have gathered you together as a hen doth her chick and you wouldn't do it. It broke his heart. Amen. Can I tell you, whatever makes the Son of God cry ought to make us cry too. And I really believe this county needs revival. Amen. There's people need to be saved. Amen. There's people right into the sound of our voice today that you wouldn't even realize that needs to get right with God. Amen. Can I tell you, we're going to have to try tears. Amen. If we see a revival, amen, of people getting saved. With somebody say, amen. Amen. Christ had compassion upon the multitude. Amen. He saw, amen, that they were sick, and he saw that they had left their homes, and he knew, amen, they came out there for his benefit. And he was moved with compassion. My Lord, I wish I could preach to you. I'm going to move right along here. I want to get into something else for a move along. But I want. Have you ever noticed how more intent someone gets about helping someone when it becomes their own relative? Now, when you're just moved out of the bond of being a relative, a lot of times it doesn't really deal with the compassion issue. It's just the obligation. That's my son or daughter, loved one. And so we got to stand by him. But what about this lost world and those out there that you don't know their name. They don't even know their last name. It's quiet in here. How do I do this? I think it's the new pews absorbing the sound. Hey, can you tell any difference, Nathan, in the sound? Huh? Not really? Not yet? Well, praise God. I'd like to see something move you. Oh, God help Randy Webb this morning. I'd like to be moved myself. And so Christ was moved with compassion when he saw these people. And the Bible said in that next verse that he healed they're sick. That is a compassionate. Now listen, I want you to know, I want us to believe this morning that when you get sick, it does touch the Lord. Come on now. I said, when you get sick, I know it does. You can sit there and look at me if you want, but I know it touches the Lord. Amen. He gave his back to the smiters, that by his stripes, you could be healed. Are you listening to me? So I want to encourage you this morning. Amen. Somebody give me this little bottle here. I think that was Avon or something. I don't know where. But it makes a good oil bottle, don't it? I want you to know, church, we are battling cancer, diabetes, hypertension, nerves, depression, oppression, arthritis, gallbladders. Are you listening? Aren't we? Aren't we? You say, well, I got an appointment, money to check on that. I'm going to tell you, God ordained the anointing of oil and the praying of faith to heal the sick. Somebody say amen. You know why he did that? He did that out of compassion for you. Because he knew. It hurt him to see. When I believe, Brother Darrell, when he may have seen somebody coming up through there, amen, with Parkinson's. Truman. He might have seen the palsy. And it touched him. You're not getting a sermon, are you? I said it touched him when he saw somebody limping over to see him. He had the power to do it. I mean, he was the one that created. He can create. You hear me? We can't. Now, I heard a preacher on the radio said he could, but I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. But God is a creator. And he knew, hey, they're coming to see me. Now, it wasn't the most vital thing that he was there for, but he did have compassion on them. And he said, I'm going to heal these sick while they're here. That wasn't his main reason. He was preaching the gospel to them. Amen. But he took time out, Brother Mac, to see these people hurting. He could feel with them. And he said, and he went over there to be alone with those disciples in a desert place. And he just canceled his vacation. Canceled his recreation, his rest, And I believe, but Brother Mike, I do know that sea is several miles wide. And I know he healed and ministered to them disciples on the way over. And brother, when they hit the ground, and can I tell you this? You may not understand this, but if you're here this morning and you're battling the pressures of this world, amen, they hit the ground ministering. And can I tell you that a lot of times people get depressed or shut in or introverted and the devil haunts and beats on them. Do you know sometimes it'll heal you just to get up and help somebody else? Did you know that? Just pull yourself up and say, that's what those disciples did. Here was 10,000 people and they were working out among them. Lay your hands on that one. Got healed. Amen. Take this one. And then it gets down to the next thing they do after they've healed the sick and preached. The disciple came to him and said, Lord, it's past supper time and these people come out here without anything to eat and they're a long way from the Walmart. We need to send these people back home. So that they can, but you know, the Lord cares about you. Are you listening to me? I said, the Lord cares. I dare you, amen, just to humble yourself to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. The Lord, have mercy on me. He prayed for him, and then, amen, he was concerned at the fact that they hadn't ate all day. You say, the Lord don't care about that. I say, the Lord does care about that. He not only cares about you eating, he cares about the sparrow, amen, that falls from the sky. Oh, come on now. He knows your downsettings and uprisings. You're here this morning, and you don't know if God cares. I want you to know. He stretched his arms wide and said, I love you. Amen. He cares about whether you've got something to eat or not. I wish somebody would say amen. Boy, I feel this in my soul this morning. You like that one old guy that I'd bowed my head. I try not to make a big deal out of prayer and be a Pharisee, you know, like they did. But I bowed my head to pray. What are you doing? Well, I'm asking the Lord, thanking him for this food he gave me. Well, I tell you, I'm getting ready to eat this that I worked out with my own two hands. Boy, I wanted to just draw up and say, watch out, lightning's coming. Huh? How many knows if God wanted to, he could put a little peanut in your breathing tube and you'd be out of here. Huh? I done learned enough to know, and brother, when you reach the ripe old age of 54, amen, you see a lot needs done, but when you can't get the old man up off the couch to do it. And when you get up and go and you feel good, amen, you realize that's God giving me strength to do what I need to do. Somebody say amen. The Bible said the plowing of the wicked is sin. You mean a guy plows the field, it's sin. It is if he don't thank God for the strength to do it. Oh, if somebody help me preach. I'm almost done. Ooh, I am done. Amen. I want to tell you, the Lord cares. He cares about how you're feeling right now. Oh, I know we're going to get old, and I know it takes a great miracle sometimes to reverse a thing like cancer or a sickness that's beyond their control. But can I tell you, God is in the miracle business. And the reason he is because he loves you. He'll stop out of his way and just take the time to heal folks and feed those that are hungry. And I'll go into the miracle maybe next time of the loaves and fishes. It's a great miracle. But brother, he said they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. You ever, always amazed me. You ever go to that grandma's house and it look like ain't nothing around? You think, oh boy, I'm out of luck this time. I was hoping I'd come and they just brush around the kitchen and say, oh, I wish I'd have known just coming. I said, I wish you did too. And then before you know it, I'll throw a little something together. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Grandma. Throw a little something together. And she'll stir up a batch of cornbread, pitch it in the oven, get out a few leftovers here and there, warm them up, cut up a little slab of ham, put it in the, whoo, before you know it. I'm a king for a day. I'm going to tell you, it may like, with God, like you're down to nothing. But he's up to something. A lot better than grandma can stir up a little something. Boy, God can speak. I really believe it. I see old Elijah. I'm almost done. Y'all want to shout a little bit? I knew I'd get you too cozy. You wouldn't want to shout this morning. Hey, Elijah, over to Brook Cherith. Famine everywhere. He's drinking out of the branch water. All of a sudden, here comes a black bird. Sailing through there. What's he got in his mouth? Oh, he's probably got roadkill. He's, you know, a scavenger bird, a raven is. But no, he's under orders. You know what he's got in his mouth? He's got a T-bone steak with all the fat still on it. Well, it ain't in the Bible like that, but it's something like that. He's taking it over to that preacher. And God said, and he's wanting to swallow that so bad he can't hardly stand it. And God said, don't you swallow one drop of that. Raven comes in. You don't believe that, do you? What does bread and flesh in the morning mean? What's that mean? That was the first delivery. Domino's did not have the first delivery. It was the Raven Express. And he was taking it to the preacher. Huh? And it wasn't potted meat sandwiches. Or it could have been. I don't know. Whew. Stand, please. If y'all were feeling good as me, we wouldn't get out of here. God loves you this morning.